This is Leah, and today on Leah's Movie Lowdown, I'll bring you my brief interview with actor Robert Hayes. Mr. Hayes has played the roles of Ted Stryker in the Airplane films, Bob Seaver in Homeward Bound: The Incredible Journey, Tony Stark in the Incredible Hulk and Spider-Man TV series of the 90s, and Captain Bob Wilson in Sharknado 2, the second one, among many others. I was fortunate to catch Mr. Hayes free while I was attending Rhode Island Comic Con on November 11th. We spoke for several minutes on the record, and another 20 or so off. He told me about his son, Jake Hayes, about his love of music, and about his desire to learn the guitar while off record. Here's what he had to say while on the record. I saw you in Sharknado 2. I was wondering, which role did you like better, that or Airplane?
That was a toss-up. It was really hard. I'm guessing Airplane kind of edged it out, maybe, but gosh, you know, it's tough when you've got something that monumental.
I have to ask the cliche question. Have you taken care of your drinking problem?
No. But I use bottles now so that I can get the mouth of the bottle in my mouth, and that way I don't splat all over myself. So, I didn't even know what Sharknado was. My son, I told him, my manager called and said, they want you to do this cameo in Sharknado. And I said, what is it? She says, I don't know. So I told my son, he said, you gotta do it. I said, why? He said, because it's so bad.
It's so bad, it's great.
Yeah, and so I said, okay, for you, I'll do it. So that's how I wound up doing it. And everybody was wonderful on the show. David, the director, and Ian. I hadn't seen Ian for a long time. And that gave a big, kind of big resurgence to his career, which was really fun to see. And but it was great. All the people were just terrific.
So would you do another one?
And we filmed it on the set of the plane that I was flying. It was on this big set of, you know, airplane sets where they get all these different planes for movies.
Right.
And the first one they got about 30 years ago, it started this whole studio, was the airplane set.
That's awesome.
So we were filming right next to the airplane set.
So it really came full circle with that.
There were lots of photographs taken on that plane that day. Yeah, it was fun.
So would you do another one if they did five or six or whatever they're on now?
I don't know how you come back from being sucked out of the cockpit. Maybe I was sucked out of the cockpit. Maybe I rode a shark down and then...
I could see them doing that.
Yeah, hey, I think maybe
that
there's something to this.
That is not too ridiculous to work for them.
Yeah, not in that movie. I think I have to mention this to him. Yeah, maybe
yeah,
we can do that.
That's a good idea. Surf it down or something.
Yeah. Grab onto the runners on a helicopter that's going by. Yeah.
Sure. Get some action
there.
Why not?
Yeah. Ride a big sycamore leaf down, maybe.
Yeah.
Up here, a maple leaf, right?
Yes.
Maple. Yes. Yeah. Ride a big maple leaf down. So, yeah. Yeah, I could do that.
So, what are you working on these days?
You know, having a great time with my boy, watching his stuff all unfold. He's a musician, and he's now has begun acting, and so I'm watching his stuff.
Oh, cool.
Jake. So, Jake Hayes. We'll see what happens, what goes on.
My thanks to Robert Hayes for taking the time to chat with me at this year's Rhode Island Comic Con. For more information about Robert Hayes, including what he's currently working on, check him out on imdb.com.